Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've got a 7-year-old and I'm a 47-year-old, and he's just learning to skateboard, and I was a skateboarder since 1980. He had been begging me all week to prove to him that I could do a kickflip, because he really hasn't seen Daddy be an active guy. You know, I do all that at work, and when I come home, I'm exhausted. This weekend, I had to haul a whole bunch of pallets to the back of the house because I was using them for projects and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm outside skateboarding with my son, and I'm doing kickflips and other tricks I haven't done in 20 years. And I'm like, this isn't me. This is who I used to be, but this isn't me. Maybe I need to change my language now. You know, this is me. What I have been for a while has not been the real me. So it's amazing what the body can do when it's fed the right thing, you know. It just can heal itself.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
It's time to tune into the Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
Oh yeah, that was 1974. I'm still holding out for that ice age. Do you remember that? It was supposed to hit in 79. We were supposed to be popsicles in 79. That footage you just heard, that was from 1974. You know, it always amazes me that no one ever calls them on this climate change garbage. Let me play that for you one more time. This was 1974. Here you go.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
Oh, yes, and we're still holding out 50 years later. Oh, wow, we dodged a bullet.
Yes, we did.
Climate experts agree. How many times have you heard that? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm happy you're listening in. Every day, we strive to just learn something new about the world we live in and understand things a little bit better in context. So I always appreciate all your input. We would welcome your calls, 888-673-1450. Uncle Milty and I are here and would love to hear you weigh in on things. We were just talking about how Alison Rushing would probably be the more constitutional pick for the Supreme Court. I know that Amy Coney Barrett's getting a lot more play in the press, but I'm actually thinking that Alison Rushing is a much better one. Maybe understanding or defending of the, and the reason being is because Barrett actually during the lockdown sided with the governor in Illinois against the Republican Party to say that it was okay, hiding behind the Jacobson versus Massachusetts case of 1905, which everybody misunderstands. So that, I thought that was kind of an interesting look at her. That shocked me because she's pretty good on Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment. I was just surprised. She seems pretty reasonable. Amy does, but it doesn't, I don't know, that really hit me. And then, of course, Alison Rushing just checks more boxes, I think.
Yep, she does. So the other night, you know, I was up late.
Yes.
And I was flipping through channels on the TV, and I started watching this documentary.
Okay.
And I was, the thing you just played about climate change reminded me of this.
Climate expert.
And so I'm watching this documentary, and I'm thinking, this explains everything.
Really?
And then at the end, I realized it wasn't a documentary. Oh. It was that movie, Invaders from Mars. But really? It still explained everything.
We'll just call it a documentary just for you. Feels that way this year. People keep asking me about this year. You know what the biggest question I get asked this year is, how different has this year been to all the... Well, since I'm looking at almost 9 years on the radio, far different. Yes, far different, because I don't know who we're fighting anymore because it's so convoluted. I'm not quite sure anymore. Very interesting stuff. And as I read, I get a little more terrified at what's coming. And one of the things I wanted to mention was this. I mentioned it in a local hour, but I want to mention it now. And that is that Governor Grusom from California put out an executive order that cars would be gas powered cars would be banned. I know, I can't believe that clown banned actually in 14 years and phased out, and that you wouldn't be able to come into California with a truck or a car, even if you're visiting, because of, you know, climate change. Because climate change, everything's because climate change. So the reason I wanted to mention that is because several years back, I had this really strange experience when I was in my 20s. I don't even know if I ever told you this. When I was in my 20s, I was driving by a building called, had Oracle out on the front of the building. Now, you guys will probably recognize it. It's kind of a big name in the deep state presence Oracle is. But at the time, I didn't know this. This was years ago. It was 30 years ago. I didn't know that. But I remember as I, and this was in California, and I just remember having a sinking feeling, a very eerie, strange feeling as I pulled into this parking lot and had to pull away and turn around there looking at this building. For some reason, I just got this overwhelmingly strange, weird feeling of something is not right there. Isn't that weird? I didn't know anything about politics. We could have cared less at the time. But Oracle put out this really kind of strange, you know, this is what the future looks like kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And in it was their idea of autonomous cars and how this would prevail for what's coming. And this is really how why 5G is being laid down too, is the cars can talk to themselves and talk to the roads, and everything is interconnected. Internet of Things is what they call it, because physical objects would then be connected to each other by way of 5G network. And it's really dangerous. But this is what Oracle wrote in regards to our future. And they do have a lot to do with just about everything deep state and how that goes. And they said the connected car allows car manufacturers and dealers to turn the car ownership model on its head. And basically what they're talking about is where you go and buy a car from a dealer and you own that car, now it would be basically renting or leasing the usage of a car, so that you'd be dealing with the manufacturer directly and you use the car, but it's not exactly yours. You don't own it anymore.
It's the same thing that mm-hmm. it's the same principle as what they've done with computer software.
Yes.
You used to go buy
You're
Photoshop.
Right. Yeah.
And then if they upgraded it in a few years, you might buy mm-hmm. the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want Photoshop, mm-hmm. you agree to pay $22 a month for the rest of your life to use Photoshop.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a leasing, more of a leasing agreement. And so it was when I read this, it made more sense as to why Governor Newsom thinks that he can get away with that, too, is you start to introduce autonomous cars to the point you lay down your 5G network, which is tons of towers everywhere. And then you so that's all the bones. That's all the bones for being able to do this. So you're laying down this foundation. OK. And the autonomous car represents, in their view, equality, sharing, kindness, love, big old rainbow, because they want you to believe that if you're sharing and not owning, then you're not a capitalist pig. Isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of their mantra? How dare you own something that's so pretentious?
Yeah.
Even though they want to own it. But anyway, so sharing is kindness. And so sharing is something that we should all be doing. Why don't we all share a car? And then let's share a house and let's share a piece of property. Who needs to own it? Oh, that's so stupid. It's so yesterday.
Yeah.
And so this is the new selling point of the future. And this is why they think all these kids will gravitate toward this, because it sounds like they're being more fair to everyone else that can't own something. They don't want to work as hard. So let's all just share everything. And that's why it made more sense to me when I went, okay, so he is banking on this coming, which Oracle's mm-hmm. already telling us this is how it might be in our future.
So these ecology freaks mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that like all this
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Tesla that last week?
Yeah, I heard Michael Burry.
90 miles an hour on the highway. Both people in the car were asleep. The only problem is they said the police pulled them over.
Mm-hmm.
To give him a citation for speeding.
Right.
If they were asleep, how'd he pull them over?
Yeah. that's true.
That was tricky.
Yeah, that was tricky.
He must have honked a horn a few times.
Yeah.
Woke him up.
Anyway, yeah, that is weird.
One thing I don't understand mm-hmm. about the ecology thing mm-hmm. is even if the United States brought their carbon footprint to zero,
mm-hmm. right.
we're only 15% of the world's carbon footprint.
Yeah.
If the rest of the world doesn't do the same thing, mm-hmm. our little 15% isn't going to make a difference.
Oh, what does Dan Pena say? It's not a fart in the wind. It's not a fart in the wind.
It isn't.
It isn't.
It's 15%.
Oh, it's so awesome. And I can't believe people are still sold on this. Just when I think they're stupid enough to wear a mask and then and they're healthy persons. I'm not talking about the autoimmune. I'm talking about healthy persons. They're dumb enough to believe that, too. Every decade, at the end of every decade, we're going to die. Five decades later. So these are the people that are, this is what the news is telling you. Oh, hey, you might want to invest in autonomous cars right now because autonomous cars are the way of the future. Mm-hmm. The number one is Alphabet Organization, which is Google. Number two is Ford. Number three is General Motors. And then it's Baidu. Is that how you say that? And then Intel Corp and Aptiv and then Volkswagen. The majority of these that I've researched are all CIA money. So very, very interesting.
Really?
That, yeah, corporations cropped up by that as well, propped up by that as well, I'm sorry. But, yeah, that's kind of interesting, huh? Alphabet is a creation of the CIA, so that's interesting. But and Intel's kind of interesting, too, on the same front. But they're all investing into autonomous cars. This is why 5G is going down.
Yeah. I can't even get in a car with someone else driving.
I know. I can't either.
A real
I can't
person
even imagine.
Driving, yeah. Let alone the car driving.
Can you even imagine this? And
no.
The way to hack into those cars and cause somebody to die.
You want to kill somebody?
Yeah.
Drive their car off a cliff?
Right. Make it look like suicide or a car accident. It sounds like, sounds like that could work.
Easily.
Yeah. And when I read that and I realized how much into sharing they're going to be, because I don't know about you guys, but the research I've done tells me that property ownership, they're trying to have it so that we have no property ownership whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that means all kinds of property, things and property. And doesn't that just fit beautifully in what they'd like to see? Because it removes what made this country special, too, in one of the things.
Capitalism. On a brighter note, if they can drive your car off a cliff...
Uh-huh.
To get rid of you,
uh-huh.
you get to avoid the re-education camp.
No FEMA camp for you. Straight off the cliff, baby. Oh, gosh, how sad. Oh, my gosh. So there's that. And I don't mean to depress everybody. It's just if we don't have ownership, we are...
You're done.
We're done. It's more than essential, as Chris Ed Hall said. It's more than essential. Either you're a slave or you have property ownership.
That's it. There's
so
no middle ground.
There's that. And I just wanted to bring that up because when you look at Oracle's plans for the next decade, and it'll all be done under the guise of socialism, how dare you own a car that's so capitalistic and mean of you?
I think people rely on the fact that they believe that some slaves mm-hmm. are more equal than others.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Oh, just wait until our whole youth finds that out.
Right.
And they find out that the standard of living is much lower unless you get to choose your life.
Yep.
And the autonomous cars are generally more electric in nature, by the way. That's why I'm saying that. So, okay. I just wanted to let people kind of know what they have in mind for you if you still want to go along with what they say. You don't have to. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Maybe it is driving your life away. Who knows? Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. Donate to the show. It keeps us on. Really appreciate those of you who do, because you don't realize what you're doing for liberty and freedom. where I think one of the last few shows that's live radio that can talk the way we do and say the things we do about liberty and truth and Constitution. It's rare. And I appreciate every single day that we get to do this. And I always appreciate Uncle Milty spending his time doing this, too, because it's not easy. And I really appreciate him. What would I do without him, too? So I just so you guys know, I appreciate it. And, you know, we have to be able to educate the masses. And there's so many people that listen to this show, and I'm so grateful for that. We just have to just keep doing this job, because that's something you can do for your own liberty. Is know that people are getting educated. So I appreciate anyone that donates to the show, and you could do that right on the website, katedallyradio.com. And then also the podcasts are on the bottom, so you can go to the bottom of the page, the homepage, and you can see that as well, and you can share those and listen to those. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate.
Yeah.
Milty and I served in Germany.
Uh-huh.
40 years later, mm-hmm. in 2020, mm-hmm. I fully understand how the Nazis did it.
It took COVID, but I think we all get it after watching that brutal tasing of that woman sitting and watching her kid in the stands without, she wasn't wearing a mask. As people sat there with their arms folded, kind of shaking their head at this woman, I thought, we're sunk. If this is America, we're sunk, and I'm hoping it's not.
It's right here now, Kate.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I really appreciate the call. It's horrific to watch people just sit there while somebody's getting tased.
Yeah.
For not wearing a mask, apparently.
It's given me a whole new perspective on don't leave home without it.
Oh, man. I'm at a loss for words for the way people act. I'm wearing one, and it's only for social reasons, and damn it, you're going to wear one too. I mean, this is honestly how people feel.
That's
like,
it.
I don't even know how do you dissect that? I have to say this. Malcolm X, of all people, you want to know something he said? He said, the white liberal is the worst enemy to America. Now, this is 50 years ago, okay? More than 50 years ago. The white liberal is the worst enemy to America and the worst enemy to the black man. Let me explain what I mean by white liberal. In America, there's no such thing as a Democrat and Republican anymore. In America, you have liberals and conservatives. And the only people living in the past who think in terms of a Democrat or Republican is the American Negro. He's the one running around bragging about party affiliation. He's the one that sticks to the Democrat or sticks to the Republican. But white people are divided into two groups, liberals and conservative. And he said that the Democrats who are conservative vote with the Republicans who are conservative. The Democrats who are liberal vote with the Republicans that are liberal. The white liberal aren't white people who are for independence, who are moral or ethical in their thinking. They are just a faction of white people that are jockeying for power, the same as the white conservative is a faction of white people that are jockeying for power. They are fighting each other for power and prestige. And the one that is the football in the game is the black man, right? 20 million black people. So he went on, but I thought that that was a very interesting description. The enemy to America is a white liberal or a black liberal or a purple liberal. It's a liberal thinking that communism, socialism, the road to communism, that lane, when you're in that lane, it's like, I have a hard time dealing with people in that lane. I don't even know what to say to them anymore. We're so diverse in thinking.
There's this gal, I can't think of her name, but mm-hmm. she goes to college campuses and mm-hmm. she confronts the kids on the college campuses mm-hmm.
sure.
with logic and common sense. And,
right, right.
And she had a couple that were talking about communism the other day. And she said, what is it you like about communism?
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said, because everything's free. Everything's free.
Not even concerned about where the money comes from?
No. And then they talked about, of course, mm-hmm. how oppressed the natives were.
Mm-hmm.
And how even this college campus was built by slaves.
Right.
And she says, well, if that bothers you so much, why do you go to school here? And then they're stumped. They don't know what to say then.
Right.
It's crazy how some of these kids, they don't have a clue, but yet they're firm in their belief that communism is good.
Amazing. And it's amazing to think where we're going. I hope people realize the effect of where we're going. with ownership and property ownership. And then Seattle City Council decided to cut their police budget by 50%. Now, I mean, talk about a bunch of morons. I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say to that, because when you call 911, if you are in an emergency and you do have a problem, you do want them to come. You know, I can't imagine not having that. And the money they want to do with is they want to take half that budget and put it into social services so social services can actually reign and rule over your life. We don't get the cause and effect. Like, when, I mean, I'm sorry, the what happens after. People don't think about all the ramifications years down the road of what actually happens because of this idea, weird, strange ideology going on right now.
But we see proof of it every day.
Yeah.
Look at Alyssa Milano.
Right.
She's all for defunding the police.
Right.
And the first thing she does at the sign of trouble is call the police.
Yes, I know. It's baffling because they did this. They did this during the situation. What did they call themselves? I can't remember. In Seattle, they changed their name, so they weren't going under the same name.
Chap or something.
Yeah, chaff, chaffed.
Chap.
Whatever. Anyway, they did that too.
Chop.
And chop. Yeah, they were calling the police. But here's the deal. Look at the woman getting tasered. Okay. Now that is one police officer that I think did the very wrong thing in the way he handled that hopefully is punished for that.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case, because we can't set a precedent where that's okay.
Yeah, but don't you hate all cops now because of that?
See? Isn't that the message?
It is.
That's what drives me crazy.
Yep.
Is now every cop? That's not every cop, you guys.
No.
And I've met far too many good ones. And you know what? The good ones are going to start leaving. And we're going to be left with the guy tasing the woman for a mask.
Then you're going to be left with an entire police force of jerks.
Bingo.
That's right.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to let Uncle Milty know that gal's name is Caitlin Bennett, and she is phenomenal.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She worked with Alex Jones for quite some time and then branched out on
nice.
Her own.
Nice. Hey, thank you for that.
Yep,
really,
she's really good.
Call.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Yep.
Sorry if I cut him off too. He can call back. Anyway, I'm just. So take those cops that do those things and wait till all the information comes out. But take those cops, do those things with them. But as a whole, you can't. Broad brushstrokes here are not going to work, and the money should never go to social services to be our new police force. So.
But
thanks,
you know,
anyway, through COVID
that
tracing.
Seattle thing really shows how messed up people's minds are.
Uh-huh.
Because the mayor vetoed it.
Yeah.
And then the city council overrode the mayor's veto.
Right.
Everybody wants to have the power.
Yep. Yeah. And they think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Yes. It's kind of like those that stand with the BLM. They stand with Black Lives Matters because they think that it's some righteous cause, and they don't understand that these are communists that want to take down capitalism and turn our world basically into China. They don't care about America at all. It has nothing to do. They're just using the black card.
That's right.
They're using race as their mantra, hoping people will buy into that, and they're a terrorist organization. And, you know, if you like that sort of thing... If you love terrorism, well, there you go. It's right here in America.
You know, there is some truth, though.
Huh.
Those communists do believe that blacks and whites are equal.
Mm-hmm.
Equal slaves.
That's true.
They believe we're all slaves.
They do. They do. And what I think when I see people standing with them just because of the cop issue,
yeah,
I wonder what's going on in their brain, because this is so easy to find out. This is mm-hmm. not hard information to figure out. I mean, we figured this out a long time ago, right?
It's not that easy. You have to know percentages. Yeah,
anyway.
Percentages.
So there's that. Okay, I just... wondered if I was the only one, and I know I can't be. We really, really need to educate this youth on Black Lives Matters, though, because I think the youth, they are really grasping to be part of a movement, to be part of something.
Yes.
And I don't think that a lot of the youth are going to be bright enough to figure this one out. So we're going to have to really help them understand the equation of why Black Lives Matters exists. And when they show up is usually toward election time. They you know, their heads spin around like The Exorcist, and they show up at that year. Usually it's election year is when they like to show their pretty faces. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The term social services is actually a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
It should be social disservices.
Mm.
And anybody who's ever had to deal with them knows they're just an absolute inane bureaucracy that has
they're lawless.
Not a single brain cell between the entire office, wherever the office is.
Yep.
And so they never get anything done, and they end up wasting all their time and all their money trying to figure out what it is that they're doing because it's never done right.
That's it.
Amen. Thank you.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
The other thing I wanted to mention, and that is that the people who seek power, they're the ones who have no personal power.
Right, right.
Because they have no connection to anything outside of themselves. They haven't connected with the divine.
So true.
Unless we connect with the divine, unless we put our faith and our belief in something above and beyond ourselves, we'll always be in search of that power without and never have the power within.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. This is when Malcolm X actually, I rarely would quote Malcolm X, but it's kind of interesting because when he was talking about it, he said that this liberal doesn't have any morals. This liberal is trickery. It's trickery. It's never, and this is why he said you won't find that with a lot of conservatives, because the conservatives don't think in those terms, except for a lot of the conservative politicians that get power, unfortunately. But most of the people on the ground aren't going to feel like that, because he was identifying even 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago, that there's something, they were rooted in something totally different than what's going to be your average American in how they do things, their ideology.
If Malcolm X was alive today, he'd be conservative, and he'd be right up there with all the black conservatives today. With
the Candace Owens?
Candace Owens. He'd be a Candace Owens conservative.
Yeah. A lot of murders took place that year of prominent people. Very interesting year that year.
Mm-hmm.
It was the year I was born, actually.
Well, it was a very similar time as what we're going through today.
Yeah.
A lot of turmoil, a lot of change, a lot of new ideas.
And a lot of paid flamethrowers.
And a lot of progressive movement.
Yes, 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 yes. And when I say paid protesters, I actually really mean that. There were a lot of people on the payroll to cause a lot of crazy stuff going on at that time, too. People never really talk about that, though. They act like it's something new from Soros.
Yeah.
No, not so fast.
No.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Make sure. Boy, it's weird to think he's dead. Tom Petty? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. Welcome back to the show. 888-673-1450. Get over to Balance of Nature. Order up. Use my name. K-A-T-E is the code. Kate. And get 35% off and free shipping. Yes, when you hear the testimonials, they're true. Yeah. That's how the customers really feel. They love it. They live by it. It's an amazing supplement, and it'll make a big difference in your health and nutrition. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. You just can't go wrong. It's really good. I wouldn't even talk about it on my show if it wasn't. Balanceofnature.com. We were just talking about Hayden Biden, and there's a reason he has that name. It just so fits. It's so amazing to me. But he's now put himself in quarantine for preparing for the debate, in which he already has the questions. And Trump is out doing his thing. He doesn't have to sit and prepare for it. It's just hilarious, you guys.
It is. I just want to go back to your remark about Tom Petty, though.
Yeah.
It is weird that he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But even more than that, it's a heartbreaker.
Oh, you're so...
I just had to do it.
You just had to.
I had to do it.
Oh, he wasn't going to be okay until he said that. Thanks.
No, this Biden and Harris it's hiding team.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they were actually in office?
Well, he announced her almost a month and a half ago, right? A month and a half ago. No, it has been a month and a half.
40-something days.
And we still have 40-something days to go, and she still hasn't even had a press conference. Well, the one where she announced the Harris administration.
Well, that wasn't really even a press conference.
Yeah,
it was a couple questions.
Yeah, and so she still hasn't taken blind questions from reporters.
No.
And it's hilarious to watch the two of them. It actually is really funny to me to watch the two of them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so when does the Biden team have to have the questions that Trump can ask and debate during the debate?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for him.
They already got him. And so they got him beforehand, which is kind of interesting that they got him beforehand.
Okay.
So they're sitting there preparing.
I didn't want Trump stepping out of line and asking questions that he's not ready for. So.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. It was interesting to me. I put up a post about Douglas County, Nevada, inviting Trump, right? And they did it in 2 days, and he wasn't invited to Reno. They either reneged or they canceled it or whatever they did. And so this little tiny agricultural town of about 40,000 said, come here. So in 2 days, they had it coordinated. Trump flew in, drove his in his limo all the way 50 miles there. Mm-hmm. And they had, 39,000 people there in a town of 50,000. Anyway, it was quite a showing. People came from different states, you know, and... This guy puts up on Facebook, well, he's bought and sold by the Rothschilds, you know, just going on and on about him and all of his inside connections. And it's like, you know, I can put up a post about the fact that people just want to see him and hear him. They want to hear him talk. It doesn't mean they're being played. It doesn't mean that it just means that they want to see him. And that's okay. Back off. It's fine. Jeez, people get so... wrapped up and
yeah.
They think they know what you're thinking all the time. It's just amazing to me.
It really is okay if you want to go see him, but if you're a Biden fan, you don't need to go see him.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it's like if you want to go see him, then you're being played like some natural, like this is the equation. I don't understand that kind of thinking because you can still go see him and see what he has to say. People are pretty reasonable. They just want to hear from the person. They want to be in the same room with the person. They want to see him, and it's okay to do that. Give me a break.
It's projection.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
You have to be an idiot to want to see him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't get to see our guy.
Yeah. Right. We have to travel miles just to see a sign in somebody's yard.
Wow.
But people were going all over, you know, from all over to see him. And it always gets me that people run to those conclusions. And I know a lot about his history. I do. A lot of people do. Okay. He's still the president of the United States, and people still want to see him. If he came here, I'd want to see him. I'd want to be in the audience and listening to him. I'd want to hear what he had to say. Jeez, people are so weird right now. They're so caustic, like amazingly caustic.
I wonder what's going to happen to all these people when they finally realize they never really hated him.
Yeah.
I mean, once he's office.
Right.
And he's got no business in government. Right. They're going to all realize one day, we didn't really hate him. What was that all about?
Yeah. Well, the media trained you to.
Yeah.
They're really good at it, too. They're really good at training people how to think. And this is why people are so weird and caustic about it, is because of the media.
I noticed the other day, every time you hear somebody say, wear a mask, you also hear them say, hate Trump.
No, it's true. It's true.
Wear a mask. Hate Trump. Wear a mask.
It's very subtle.
Hate Trump.
The messaging is just absurd. It's like you can't be a person that just wants to listen to somebody or just wants to take in a message or just wants to hear it. you have to be on extreme sides now.
It's, yeah.
That's what gets me. Because most people, I don't really know that they are on extreme sides. I really don't. I think they're pretty reasonable. I just want to hear what they want to hear without the media's input and opinion. Jill Biden was in the street waving the car parade for Biden, the three cars that went by. He just has no showing. This is why they won't put anything on. There's no showing.
Did you see the one of him getting off the airplane?
Yeah.
He's coming down the stairs off the airplane, waving at an empty field. Who you waving at,
to
Joe?
To be fair, there were some firefighters there. That was about it. Because they had to be on site. But that was about all. I mean, it really was.
He was waving at nobody.
It's kind of comical.
Yeah.
And I feel sad because the dementia factor is pretty obvious. And I feel bad because we're not poking fun at dementia. We're just poking fun at the fact that the media ignores it so well. They're so eloquent in ignoring it that you almost wonder if they're right in the head because they can't acknowledge it.
But they've really done a good job with him. Mm-hmm. Because they've made him understand that no matter what you're doing, Joe, wave to the people.
Yeah.
Even if you don't see the people.
just continue waving. It's always fun in an election year, you guys, because, you know, on this show, we're always going to talk about it. And it doesn't necessarily mean we're playing the right left game. It means that you have to talk about it and point out some of these things.
Sure,
because
you do.
What the media, the disservice that the media does now, you know, if you'll notice, I don't have a lot of clips that are poking fun at Trump, okay, that I play coming into the show. But there's a reason for that. The reason is that the media is 24/7, 360 days a year going after him, mocking him, making fun of him. Why would I want to add to that when they're already doing all that kind of stuff? Because there have been some funnies through the last 4 years. But you know what, though? I can't imagine doing that on top of what's going on right now. It wouldn't be fun to do that. It wouldn't be fair. Because the media is so biased in this, that why? I don't want to add to that. If the media was more fair and they actually had journalism and they actually were fair in reporting things, it'd be fun to have pokes at both. But that's usually why I don't in this last 4 years is because of that. It's just why?
When you see the statistics on positive reporting and negative reporting president, it's really frightening.
Yeah.
That there is no, absolutely no concept of journalism involved anymore.
And
not a bit.
They just pile on, in every regard. So every show, every movie you go to, the series that you watch, everything, football, you name it, everything's politicized. And the political football they're always kicking around is Trump, bypassing Senate, bypassing Congress, bypassing the governors and their tyrannical ways, bypassing everything else so that the political football is always Trump. So I guess that's why I don't join in. Why? They're getting enough play, don't you think?
Absolutely. And it's childish play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when their big thing is Orange Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pitiful.
I'm irritated by it. I've had enough. After Russia and the impeachment, all the ridiculous, nonsensical investigation/story.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. It's an investa story. Then, I don't know. I think I'm just exhausted after watching media 24/7 do that. I don't need to pile on. And add to it. And you know what? They never, ever go after the Biden, the Kamala, Kamala Harris. They never, ever do. And so I always feel like on this show, I want to point out what's actually being said because the media won't play it. So, you can go get your fill 24/7 of the other commentary. That's why we try to be, pretty different on this show with commentary and point out the good, the bad, the ugly, and sometimes stuff we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But I think that's the healthy way to do it.
Well, I didn't want to hear that if President Trump had done everything he should have, that everyone would have lived. I didn't want to hear that.
Oh, aren't you just so tired of these news stories?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. everyone can always point out what they like and don't like about a president, senator, and congressman because of their records. I can point out things I don't like about Trump and things that he's done that I find horrifying. And then there's things that I find fantastic. And shouldn't we always have those discussions? Mm-hmm. I just don't play the clips leading in that give the media more ammo because I think they're so bought and sold. So that was my point. On this show, we've discussed all kinds of stuff on both sides of the aisle. And I just don't want to waste my time doing that. I don't think it's fair. And I would welcome him if he came, because I'd want to hear him just like you guys would. By the way, 9 years later, Common Core released their results. Yep. Mm. Common Core released their results. It's pretty bad. Yep. Just like we knew it was 9 years ago when I started radio. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, at least maybe by the time Trump has his presidential library and all the truth is listed in there and shows them, maybe then people will finally realize, you know, he was a pretty doggone good president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that. And that's how a lot of people feel, you know. It's pretty swampy. So expectations of the swamp, I mean, my gosh, you guys.
You know, people who really look back at the history of Nixon can look back now and say in many ways, Nixon was a good president.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. And he did a lot of things that he brought in the EPA, and he brought in a lot of horrible things, too, that we're still stuck with. So there's always two sides to that, because we haven't really had a constitutionalist since... Well, Harding kind of tried to stick there, and so did Coolidge. They tried, but that was thwarted.
Yeah, but since the early 1960s, there's been no way for our government to even function if they tried to be constitutional.
Yeah, you're right. This is why they wouldn't even let Ron Paul near the White House, and he would have been in this time the clear choice to represent the Constitution. If anyone was going to do it, it was going to be Ron Paul. And they wouldn't even let him close. In fact, the news hits they did on him. Oh, he's a crazy little man. I couldn't believe the news stories about him to get people to believe that. People still struggle with the brainwashing of that.
Sure they do.
So there's that. He would have been superior. But you know what, though? They would have ousted him. They would have... done something to him in the first 10 minutes.
You know who I think might have been good if he hadn't been pilloried so bad by the media? Is that little short Texas businessman.
Ross Perot.
Yeah, Perot. He had a lot of good ideas.
Perot. Oh, my gosh. That was 90s. Yeah. He ran up against Clinton, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Third party. Third party candidate.
Yeah.
I love it.
You listen to him talk and you're saying,
Well, you know, I hope the last 4 years, though, has really shined a light on the parties, though, because it's really shown that the parties work side by side, and they always do, and they probably always will. It's a big business. And I'm glad that that's come to light more, because you saw the way the party treated Trump and you saw the kind of the friction there. That was very interesting to watch.
They're also starting to realize that too much money is allowed into campaigns.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Too much private money.
Right.
Because the corporate money's not...
Right.
It's not corporate. It's private money.
Yeah. It's maybe a little both. But yeah. And it's all driven from the minute you get into office, you're running for office.
Yes.
So nobody's ever not running for office. So that's why the deep state does the... They write the bills without people really realizing it. They put the name... of the congressman on that bill because they're too busy running for office consistently, right? Mm-hmm. To keep the job so that the deep state can keep pinning bills on them to pass.
Yep.
Congress people don't write those. They don't write 3,000 pages of bills. They're too busy running around money, kissing the rear ends of those that are going to give them some cash.
Exactly.
Anyway, enough of that. Tomorrow, Dr. Kevin Gutzman on Supreme Court. He'll weigh in on this. You'll want to hear what he has to say. And all kinds of stuff tomorrow, actually. You'll want to tune in tomorrow. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
Be faithful, be fearless, and see you guys back here tomorrow.